Welcome back to the Broke Book Podcast. I'm your favorite broke host, Maciel Nunez. And as always, thank you so much for taking the time to tune into my podcast. Now, I know it's been a minute since we've last spoken, but I do come bearing very good news because this podcast is about to get a major upgrade, so many exciting changes, and I cannot wait to tell you guys all about them. But today's episode is going to be about the art of being present because that's something I've been reflecting on a lot lately. I have a bad habit of caring so much about the past and things I can't control or worrying about the future when the only thing that I can control in this very moment is the present. So we are going to go ahead and dissect that topic. But before we do, as always, I want to go ahead and hop into my lowlights, highlights, and current favorites. So since it's been so long since we've last spoken, I figured I'd do my lowlight, highlight, and current favorite for the entire month of April. And you guys know I like to end on a high note, so I'll begin with my low light. And I'd say for the entire month of April, my low light has definitely just been the fact that I'm still going through my grieving process in relation to my grandfather, which it's interesting because it's been 2 years and I'm trying to accept the fact that, like, girl, you're not over it yet. And what I'm learning is that grieving is such an interesting process. Like, it looks different for every person. And in my case, it comes in waves. I am good like 95% of the time. But those 5% when those random memories come to my head, or specifically in the month of April, I don't know, it kind of brings me back to the headspace of where I was at when I found out he passed away, like the emotions within this household, or thinking about our last phone call, or like hearing my grandma cry that day. Oh my goodness. Like, all those things play in my head. And I think I'm just working on allowing myself to have those feelings. Like, it's okay that I feel sad about that. You know, like, I did lose a very important person in my life. But what I'm learning, because, and it actually goes in relation to the topic of this episode, I think part of me, like, when I speak to my grandma, I like overthink and worry about the day that she's gone, you know? And it's like, there I go, overthinking about the future, something that hasn't even happened yet. And so what I'm working on is just being more present, enjoying my grandmother while she's here, and not overthinking. I can't control the past, the fact that my grandfather is gone, and I can't control the future and what's bound to happen. I can only enjoy the present and the people in my life right now. You know, but let me go ahead and lighten the mood a little bit. Let's add some positivity into this podcast. And I said I wanted to end on a high note. So my highlight for the month of April is the immense amount of growth and gratitude I've been feeling lately. I've been reflecting a lot in the last few months. And my last episode on the podcast was early in the year, I say like around February. And just to think, even since then, like who I was then to now, and it's only been like, what, 2 months? Wild. Like, the growth is beautiful. It's chef's kiss. And I've had closure on situations and just with people in my life that it was so long overdue. And I'm allowing new people into my life who've added value. And when I just look around at my circle of friends and family, I just feel happy and grateful. And I think about who I am right now, and I'm choosing myself. And that feels good to say. Like, I am really proud of myself, and I do have my moments, I'm not gonna lie, where I have my doubts and I think like, damn, I'm not where I thought I'd be by now. And that's kind of what this episode is also about, just that unsureness. Like, I'm not where I want to be right now, but I do have hope. And I feel like this period or this chapter in my life, I am the most motivated I've ever been in my entire life to, I don't know, just start working towards my goals and making those things that I want happen. And that feels good to say. And then finally, my current favorite for the month of April, it's a TV show called Insecure. Y'all, I am so late to this like fan club of this show. I've heard nothing but great things about this show, and it's taken me so long to finally watch it. But once I did, I literally binge watched it, so much so that once I got to the last episode, I literally held off for so long because I was like, I just don't want it to end. And my brother is actually the one who recommended it to me, my brother and his wife, because he said that the main character, which is played by Issa Rae, reminds him a lot of me. And when I started watching it, I immediately understood. Like, she's so quirky and awkward and pretty much the show is about her. I think she's like in her late 20s, maybe early 30s, and she's just figuring out life. Like, she's figuring out her love life and dating and sex, and she's figuring out what she wants out of her career, and she feels lost in this world, and like she's watching her friends get their shit together. Meanwhile, she's still figuring it out, and I've never in my life resonated so much with the character. But such a beautiful show. I literally was so sad when it ended, and I'm actually rewatching it now. That's how much I liked it. So definitely recommend, especially if you're in a place like that where you just feel stuck. It kind of feels reassuring to see other characters in that same position and how their life turns out, even though it's a show. And as I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, I do have an update and some upgrades being made to this podcast, and I'm so excited to announce them. So drum roll. I hope you guys can hear my little drum roll. I am adding a co-host to my podcast, and I'm adding new segments. And I genuinely think this decision is just going to grow the podcast tremendously and hold me accountable to putting out consistent content. You guys know how much I care about my little community that I've built throughout Broke But Woke. I love engaging with you all. And I think by adding this co-host and these segments, this is just amplifying the podcast to be bigger and better. And I hope you guys are just as excited as I am. Let me go ahead and tell you a little bit about my co-host. My co-host's name is JL, and he is fantastic. I cannot wait for you all to meet him. We did an introduction episode that will be going up next week, just so you guys can get a feel for who he is, what he does, and really what inspired him to join this podcast. As far as like how we met and what led us to this point or decision, I met him through Instagram because, you know, Gen Z millennials, cute. That's what everybody does now, is meet through social media. But he actually is also a content creator. So if you guys want to follow him, he's in the Broke But Woke podcast's Instagram bio. So y'all can check out his content. But I saw his reel, ended up following him. And then on his story, he had posted about this book that I was very interested in reading. And we kind of just hit it off from the jump. And the more we got to know each other, the conversation about collaborating came up. And it just so happened that what made the most sense was doing a podcast together. He's very profound, really wise, gives great advice, and I'm really excited to add these new segments with him because I know in my life he is a friend that has added a lot of value. He holds me accountable, and I think my favorite thing about our friendship is that we both want to see each other succeed and grow. And yeah, we want to help you guys grow too. And so with these segments, as far as like the OG Broke But Woke, she's not going anywhere. Don't worry. I will still have my solo episodes, but with JL, I'll also be having self-help episodes with him. That way you're getting two different perspectives and experiences, and we plan on having guests. And then we also wanted to do a book club, which will be up on Fridays bi-weekly. And so what we plan on doing is announcing through our Instagram and on our, you know, our latest episode what book we're reading. And that way, for whoever wants to join our little book club, you guys can read it with us throughout the month. And we're going to split the episodes in two. That way, half of the book we cover on the first half, and then we finish off the book and give our thoughts and ideas. And so if that's something that you'd be interested in, for the month of May, we are reading The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And so definitely pick it up. It's by Stephen R. Covey. And you know, I'm excited. I'm just excited to add new segments, add a new person into this little community. And I hope you guys love him as much as I do already. And again, I'm just really excited to see this podcast grow. And thank you for everybody who still listens to this podcast, who tunes in every time a new episode goes up. I promise you, it's only up from here. You guys are going to get consistent episodes, and I'm just so excited. Now, I know that was a lot longer of an introduction than you all are used to, but again, it's been a while since I've talked to you, so just wanted to give you guys some exciting updates. But now on to this week's topic, which is the art of being more present. And I thought I'd touch on why I chose this topic. Not only that I think it would be a beautiful segue into the episodes that are coming your way in May, but this has just been heavy on my mind and something that I'm currently working on is being more present. Like I mentioned earlier, I have a bad habit of worrying about things I can't control. I'm naturally an overthinker, and I worry about the future. I worry about the past and things that I just don't have control over. And I think recently what's been like on my mind in regards to that is my age. Like, I'm 24 right now, and in about a month and a few days, I'll be 25. And for me, 25 always seemed like a quarter life crisis. It's like you either have your shit together by then or you don't. And it's looking like I don't. And that's, if I'm being honest, that kind of freaks me out. And I know it's not that serious. The other day I posted a reel with this sound and it was beautiful. It was talking about the show Friends and how, if you think about it, when the show begins, they're supposed to be 24. And we, as the audience and viewers, we're watching them for the next 10 years. And it's not until the end of the show and until the end of the seasons that they start marrying people and having kids and getting their life together. And, you know, it's pretty reassuring when you put it in that perspective. I think what I'm struggling with, though, is if I were to go back in time and talk to 11 or 12 year old Mossy, like, I do think she'd be proud of my accomplishments. But I feel like if you were to ask her, hey, where do you think your life would be when you're 24? I'll tell you what she wouldn't say. I know she would not describe my current situation. Like, I think she would think we'd be married by now. And I think she'd think I'd be financially stable and in a house and happy. And it's just like, joke's on you, sis. We moved back to our mother's house after a failed relationship and we're financially unstable. And actually, we have a podcast called Broke But Woke because we are so broke. And, you know, we are figuring out our career day by day. You know, it's just crazy to think, like, as a kid, you think by 24, you'd have your whole life together. And here I am. I don't have my life together. So, you know, that's something I'm working on right now. I don't have control over the past. I have no control over the future. The only thing I can control right now is my present. And with that, how am I feeling in this present moment? What can I do in this present moment to work towards my goal or to benefit that future version of myself that I'd like? And so I want to break up this episode into three sections, which would be letting go of the past, feeling unsure about the future, which is a big one for me, and then learning to be more present. So let's just hop right into letting go of the past. The act of letting go of the past is one that in my life has been huge as of recently. I mentioned earlier how I've been dealing with a lot of closure in my life in the past few weeks, and that's been hard for me. Emotionally, it's not been easy. I'm proud of myself, but in this time of reflection, it makes me wonder, like, why? Why is it so hard for me to let go of the past? And the first thing that I've recognized is I am an overthinker. I know this about myself. I am a big overthinker, and I get in my head about a lot of things that I don't have control over. And I'll just give you an example of how I overthink. Like, if I were to meet somebody and have a super awkward encounter with them, like, because of me, it'll happen, whatever. And then in a week, that interaction will replay in my head, and I'll start, like, asking myself, like, well, what could I have done differently? And it's like, no, girl, you need to chill. Like, it happened, move on, you know? But that's hard for me. And so the first thing was the fact that I struggle with overthinking, which we're working on. Now, the second aspect to why it was so hard for me to let go of the past is that I realized I am still healing from a lot of my past. And there's aspects of my past, whether that be people, memories, that were genuinely controlling me. And I think for the longest time, I've wanted to free myself from those aspects of my past. But what scared me, or what fear I had, is what does life look like once I do let go of this part of my life? And I feel like that goes in hand with me worrying so much about the future. Like, my past and my future, my concerns about them are one in one. Because I'll use letting go of a person as an example. If I'm in the process of letting go of a person, I think the fear stems from, okay, well, what does life look like once this person isn't in my life? Is it going to be okay? Like, are they going to be talking about me? Are we going to be on good terms? Like, do I at least know that they aren't angry at me? And this is literally, I'm like telling you honestly, this is the cycle that my brain goes through when I'm going through this process of letting go. And yeah, that's what I realized. Like, this is why it's been so hard for me. I've realized that in order for me to move on from my past and let go of the past, that requires me to stop thinking about how things could have been different. And it requires me to stop overthinking. And it honestly, more than anything, requires me to accept things for what they are accept that these people no longer benefit my life, accept that maybe I've outgrown certain people or outgrown certain situations, and accept that a memory is just a memory and there's nothing I can do to adjust it to a perfect memory, you know? So I think that's why I've struggled so hard with letting go, is the fact that I've been so attached to these certain aspects of my past. And there was this quote, a Dalai Lama quote, that I really loved, and it might resonate with some of you who have this same issue. And it's, attachment is the origin, the root of suffering. Hence, it is the cause of suffering. And that really made me think, like, I am self-sabotaging by being so attached to my past. Like, I need to learn to move on. So now that I answered the question as to why it was so hard for me, and maybe some of you can relate to that, why? Let's figure out a solution. And for me in my life, what I've learned to do as of recently, and it's funny, my new co-host, JL, we actually want to do an episode all around this idea, and it's releasing to receive. What I've also learned in this time is that I've been in my own way. Like, I have been blocking my own blessings. I have been self-sabotaging by not releasing the past, by not letting go of the past. And with that idea of releasing to receive, once you learn that you don't have control over certain things, and once you start dimming down that overthinking and come to terms with letting go of the past, life becomes so beautiful. Take it from me, because this is the part of my life that I'm in. And it's funny, on Sunday, my best friend actually texted me. Let me find the text. I pulled it up a little bit earlier. She said, crazy how much your life can flourish by removing toxic energies. And yes, like, my life is slowly but surely taking a shift, and I'm seeing it every day with the opportunities, the people, just my overall feelings and emotions, the moment that I've accepted the past and have let go of them. And the timing of this episode even is just so beautiful. I actually got a tattoo this past week, and it's a tattoo I've been wanting for a long time. And I thought it would be a great way to kind of end this idea of letting go of the past. But the tattoo I've always wanted is a wishbone from a poetry book by Orion Carlotto. And the wishbone represents that sometimes things must break in order for the wishes that we long for the most to come true. And the timing for this tattoo could not have been more perfect, now that I have accepted the past and I'm working through this overthinking and I've had closure and just allowing myself to release to receive. Like, sometimes things do need a break. Sometimes we do need to let go of the past in order to receive new blessings and in order for the things that we desire most to happen. And if you need any motivation to let go of the past, let it be that you could potentially be self-sabotaging yourself from being the best version of yourself by simply holding on to things that you no longer have control over. And in this process and journey of learning to be more present, I've recognized that it's okay for me to be unsure about the future. You know, naturally, I do feel uneasy about it. But what I'm learning is that those unknown aspects about the future, a lot of them stem from me choosing myself. And I should never, ever feel bad about choosing myself. And what I mean by that is, in the last 2 years, I've kind of felt punished when people ask me about the future and I don't give them a clear answer. And I'm sure on the other end, it's frustrating to hear me say, I don't know, to questions about, you know, do I want a relationship right now? Do I plan on getting married? Do I want kids? Do I see myself staying in Georgia? Like, these types of questions I don't have a clear answer for it. And I had to really reflect on, why is that? And how can I reframe my mind to not be upset that I don't have a clear answer for these things? So there's two things that have helped me with being so uneasy about the future. And the first one is this very simple quote, and it's, I don't chase, I attract. What's for me will find me. I'm sure you've heard that on TikTok before, and I know it sounds cheesy, but there's so much truth within that, and it's something I've had to continuously remind myself of. Because of that lack of control over the future, I can't chase certain things. If anything, I have to let life happen and let the things that I attract come my way and trust that what's for me is going to find me. I actually just had to remind myself of this like a week and a half ago. I got rejected, y'all. I got rejected by this job that I really, really wanted, because I knew that this job would have brought so much stability for me and for my future. And it was hard. It was hard for me to get rejected, but I kept reminding myself, what's for me will find me. Like, this rejection is a blessing in disguise because I just have to trust that something else is in store for me. And although I'm unsure about what that is, I'm trusting that it's there and it will come my way. So for anybody who's feeling uneasy, try to reframe your mindset and remember that although we're unclear about what the future holds, just trust that it's going to happen the way that it's supposed to. And the second thing that I've been doing is reframing my mindset that instead of worrying so much about the future, what can I do in this present moment to work towards those things that I do feel confident in? And what I mean by that is, when we're thinking about the future, rather than focusing on what's unclear, well, what is it about the future that you feel confident in speaking about? And in my case, it's my career. Like, when people ask me about relationships, marriage, kids, I get uneasy because these are things I don't have clear answers for. And the only thing I do feel confident in right now is my career. I know what I want out of my magazine. I know I want this podcast to blow up and build a community. I know I want to be a successful author of multiple books. Like, these are things that I'm positive are long-term goals. Now, although I don't have control over the outcome of these things, like, for all I know, my career could change at some point. But what I do have in my hands right now is to work towards those goals. So what am I doing in this present moment? For example, I'm doing this podcast right now, but what am I doing within my time to make sure that those things that I do feel confident about can happen? And because I don't have any control over the future, that's all I can do is focus on the now, focus on what is happening in this present moment. And I also just want to remind you, it's okay to be unsure about things about the future. Like, that's kind of what I've come to terms with, that is completely fine. And to give myself grace, I'll use the relationships as an example. I feel like in the last 2 years, people have constantly asked me, well, when are you going to put yourself back out there? When are you going to date again? Well, where's the husband? Like, when are you going to, you know? And these are things, again, that make me so uneasy because if I'm being completely honest with myself, one, you guys have, if you've heard my solitude episode, you know I love my relationship with myself, and it's taken me a while to get to this point, and I'm proud of that. I'm proud of who I am, my mindset. I'm proud of the fact that I am so comfortable being alone, and it's not necessarily that I don't want to get to know people. Like, that'd be nice to have a person, like, not for nothing. Having a person in your life, it's special, but if I'm being honest with myself and knowing that I'm so focused on my career right now, I don't think I can 100% commit to somebody. And I mean, I feel bad for the guys, like, try to get to know me, because they usually, after 2 dates, I typically like, nah, I'm good. I'd rather focus on myself. And I think I'm reframing my mindset to not feel bad about that. Don't feel bad about choosing yourself. Don't feel bad about focusing on the present if it means working towards your long-term goals. And when people ask you questions about the future that you feel uneasy about, be honest. Just be like, I don't know. I don't know, and that's okay. I think that's the best answer, is the fact that it is okay to not know certain things about the future, because, again, these are things we cannot control. So now that we've discussed letting go of the past and coming to terms with being unsure about the future, let's discuss how to be more present. And now that I'm on this journey, what I'm realizing is being more present, I think, is one of the biggest keys to being healthy and happy, because you're ridding yourself of those anxieties, those uncertainties, and you are literally just focusing on the present moment and fulfilling your full potential of happiness. There's a few different practices that I've been doing to become more present, and the first one is journaling. I touched on this in previous episodes, the importance of journaling, but especially if you're struggling to become more present, this is a great practice, because it's easy to become distracted with what's happened in the past or worrying about the future. But when you journal and when you make your journaling prompt, like, how am I feeling today? What do I want to get done today? It helps you focus on that present moment. It helps you become more in tune with what you're feeling, and maybe even those feelings that you've been ignoring by being so distracted about the past and the future. And I know some people are like, I don't have time to journal. Like, listen, Ma, you only need 5 to 10 minutes to journal in your day. And even that is just such a strong little mindful practice to help you get more in tune and help you become more present. The next one, and it's one that I'm becoming more familiar with, is meditation. I also want to just put out their little plug. I will be interviewing soon with JL, my friend Carly. She is a yoga instructor, and she is huge on meditation, and I think that will be such an insightful episode for anybody who's interested in learning about meditation and why meditation is such a beautiful practice. But as far as what I've been doing is, you know, meditation is something that was kind of new to me within the last few months. It's something that I've been incorporating into my daily routine. And if you don't know where to start, the great thing is that there's so many online resources. You can go on YouTube and find a meditation for everything, for positivity, for clearing your mind. And that's the beauty of meditation and why it's so powerful for becoming more present, is that it trains your attention to be calm and stable. It keeps those distractions away and you just become more in tune and you learn how to clear those thoughts when those anxieties about the past and the future come to surface. Another great practice is exercising. Whether that's 30 minutes to an hour of exercising, not only are you benefiting your body to become more healthy and stronger, but in those 30 minutes to an hour, your main focus is exercising. It's the next workout. It's the next stretch. It's you're focusing on that body movement rather than allowing your mind to wander and focus on the past and the future. You are focusing on the present and what you're doing in that very moment. And I've touched on this before, but I think it is, especially if you're struggling so hard with your thoughts, is stepping away from social media. I think social media is beneficial, yes, especially if it's your career. You can gain a lot of knowledge from social media, you can learn a lot from social media. But if you find yourself scrolling and kind of comparing yourself, because I think comparison also leads to that uncertainty about the future. I know in my case, you know, when I see people getting married, like, I don't know what's in the air, y'all, but everybody's getting married and having babies right now or moving into their houses and everybody's in a relationship. And, you know, I am trying to train my mind to, like, that's their journey and my time will come. But that sometimes can be hard to see. And if that's you, then I definitely recommend taking social media breaks so that you're not being exposed to all these people who maybe are further in life or make you feel like they're further and you're not. And instead of focusing on social media and spending that time scrolling and like mindlessly scrolling, you know, you can be utilizing that time to be more present and meditating or exercising or journaling. And that would be my recommendation, is if you feel like you have some sort of like social media addiction or like you just can't stop going onto your Instagram, remind yourself that there's other things you can be doing within that time. Like when you feel tempted to grab your phone and endlessly scroll for the next 30 minutes, why don't you go and look up a workout video and work out at home, or pick up a very helpful book like a self-help book and read and do something to utilize this present moment effectively. And with that, you know, earlier I talked about how my long-term goals, they keep me motivated, and in reference to my career, like that's what I utilize in my current present moment, is what can I do right now to benefit the career that I want. But I do want to be mindful of people who maybe long-term goals scare you. And if that's you, focus on short-term goals. What do you want to get done today? What do you want to get done in the next hour? It could be something like cleaning your room, going and getting your car clean, cooking a healthy meal, like whatever that goal is. It can be super short term, and the good thing is naturally we as people, we love short term results because there's a satisfaction in knowing you achieve something that you put your mind to. So if long term goals scare you, I'd recommend while you're journaling on the moment or when you're reflecting over what's about to come in the day, what goal can you set for yourself for that day? And in that present moment, what can you be doing to achieve that short term goal? And those are mainly the practices that I've been doing to be more present. I do also believe in being kind to yourself. You know, sometimes we will think about the past. Sometimes we will feel unsure about the future. Like I said earlier, that is okay because we as human are complex. We have a lot of emotions, but I think what's important is to work on reframing those thoughts and again, learning to be more present, because it genuinely is the key to being healthy and being happy. And I thought a beautiful way to end this episode would be by sharing this quote, and it's, "Life can be found only in the present moment. The past is gone, the future is not here yet, And if we do not go back to ourselves in the present moment, we cannot be in touch with life. And I think that's beautiful because sometimes because we're spending our time worrying so much about things we can't control, we are wasting these precious moments that are right in front of us. Like the only thing we have is this moment. And not to be morbid, but like the next moment could be gone, you know? So you need to make the most out of this present moment that you have, utilize it to your best ability, and be kind to yourself throughout this process because, again, we naturally have these feelings, they're real. And I just want everybody that's listening to know I'm supporting you from a distance. I love when you guys reach out to me and tell me where you guys are at mentally. And, you know, we have these super engaging conversations. And if you ever need somebody to reach out to, it's funny, like just this morning, one of my friends reached out to me and I haven't even talked to her in a long time. And, you know, she was kind of sharing that she's struggling in this aspect as far as like being unsure about the future. And I just had to remind her, like, girl, let's learn to be more present. Let's focus on the now. What can we do today to feel more healthy, to feel more happy, and just trusting that what's for us is going to find us. I hope everybody listening is having a beautiful week so far. As always, thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I'm sorry it's been so long since I've spoken to you guys, but I promise that is about to change. Next week, I will be doing my introduction episode with my new co-host. I hope you guys love him just as much as I do. And yeah, I will catch you guys in the next episode. I love you guys. Please feel free to message me about your thoughts about this episode. Send suggestions of what topics you'd like for me and JL to cover. And I will catch you guys next week. Bye.